Well, Stormlike High School today is taking an opportunity to share some information on the spotlight about the upcoming musical that's coming up this week, and who better to do that than Sarah Carlson. Hairspray the Musical, is this the first for you directing this, Sarah?
This is my first Hairspray the Musical. It is. I believe this probably is the first time Stormlike High School's ever done this show.
You know, and I think what's cool is you and I were visiting is this also has the musical itself, a great message behind it for those who haven't seen it before. They're in for a good one.
That's right. It was originally written to really show segregation, black and white issues. And while we, of course, are such a diverse school and, you know, really portray that message so well in this community in the state of Iowa, we're looking more at the storyline as this idea of focusing on, you know, kids who were different and kids who didn't fit into what people considered normal, mm-hmm. and how, you know, we're really trying to break that stereotype.
Right.
So, I mean, it's certainly is great for not just this school, but for any school, community, and the kids, and it's so much fun.
Okay, now you were saying right around 60 or so students are involved in this in one way, shape, or form. Who are some of the lead characters in Hairspray the Musical being performed this week?
Well, some of our leads include, we've got quite a cast of seniors, Zach Brown as Edna Turnblad. Everyone must come to see that fantastic performance. Lucas Nicholson, Kylie Lang, Sammy Lalone, Grant Gasner, Brady Engelke, Emma Kankel, Chloe Lalone, Denise Ballandron, Junior Zambrana. We've got a whole list of seniors all the way down to some freshman students, and you know, they've been rehearsing since September. Just the music, the acting, it's exciting.
Yeah, when you can put both of those together, not only the acting but music too, it's really cool and a lot of fun. And tell me a little bit about the music. Up-tempo, are there some slow songs? I've never seen Hairspray before, so tell me about it.
Well, there are a few ballads. Most of the pieces are pretty up-tempo. Bunitamatai as Tracy Turnblad, the lead. Some of you may remember her as the lead in the middle school musical, The Little Mermaid. She just does a fantastic job singing Good Morning Baltimore, as this is set in 1962 in Baltimore. There's so much fun. Many of the scenes take place at the Corny Collins show, which is kind of a takeoff on maybe the dance shows of the 60s and 70s, like American Bandstand.
Right.
And so the kids, there's lots of fun dancing, and Brady Engelke as Corny Collins, the host of the show. Everybody sparkles. It's so much fun.
Okay, so what's great is you have not just one, not just two, but three opportunities for people to view this. Let's hear dates, times, and so forth.
That's right. We are on stage November 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Show times are at 7 p.m., and it's $5 at the door to get in. And we guarantee you will not be disappointed. So much fun on stage with our set that the art department has been working on. Colleen Hecht as the orchestration director. Joanne Tucker directing the vocal music. We've got kids working in the tech booth, Kim Johnson heading that up, and the lighting, the sound, it's just a magical performance.
Well, it's great that you can get a lot of names out here, not only students, but other people that are involved in such a fashion that they are, including yourself. Sarah Carlson, thanks for the time. Have three great shows, and good luck this week.
Thanks so much, Chris. We hope to see everyone at Stormlike High School. Thanks.
It's coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, 7 o'clock. Hairspray the Musical, performed by the Stormlike High School students. Spotlight brought to you by Dr. Rick Martin at Stormlike Dental every other week right here on Mix 101.7.